Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So you want to keep people watching your videos and then turning those people into your clients as a mortgage broker. And so in today's episode, we're going to be answering the question, which is how best to stand out and keep people engaged. So the first thing we need to discuss when it comes to this is this idea I've spoken about before about standing out. You can check out my previous episodes on this. You want to make sure that you're not obsessing on trying to stand out, because if you obsess on trying to stand out, you could be missing the point, okay? Which is that if you're trying so much to be different to everybody else, then eventually you could be so different that it makes it hard for people to understand what you do. And if it's hard for them to understand what you do, then they're never going to use you for a mortgage because they don't know that you do mortgages. So that's really important to understand. So don't worry about too much about trying to stand out. What we really want to be aiming for with this is about being clear. So you will stand out from your competition if you are clear in your message. So what do I mean by being clear in your message? So being clear in your message, what I'm referring to here is effectively making it very obvious that you do mortgages and who you specifically help. So if you help first-time buyers, then that's great. If you help first-time movers, brilliant. But you're making it very clear from the beginning who it is you're actually working with and who it is you're actually helping. The reason why this will make you stand out over your competition is that the vast majority of your competition will not do that. Instead, what they'll do is they will spend half their time trying to be different, trying to share weird, wacky, wonderful things and doing things like twerking on TikTok or doing stupid dances on TikTok, thinking that it's going to make them better. And actually, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. There are a few people out there, Glenn Russell is an example of this, who smashes it and does really well, but he's an exception, not the rule. Glenn is a legend and has that unique kind of charisma and approach that allows him to be able to pull that off. But the vast majority of you, that doesn't really work. And that's not going to help you stand out. And especially with this is something that I used to find when I was in performing arts. Everybody would have this thing of, I want to be different. So they'd all be as crazy as they possibly could, try and do funny things, outlandish things. But everyone was doing it. So by its very nature, if everybody's doing it, it's not different. You're just following a crowd. You're following a trend. You're in fashion. And we don't want to do that. We want people to remember you. So being clear is the easiest way to do that. Now, to engage with your audience, because it says to keep people engaged, that's something I would also address is, it's not really necessary. Now, this might sound strange. You might think, Ash, I want people to watch my content. The truth is, in mortgages, in financial services, especially mortgages, so let's use mortgages as the example, they're not going to. People aren't waiting with bated breath to consume the latest mortgage video. They're just not. And I think that this is the problem with some of the information that's out there in regards to content marketing, and some of the, it's misinformation, because what actually happens is people think that you're going to create content that people want to tune into every single week. They're excited about it. And that's just not the case. It's not going to happen for what you do, because people, if you think about it, 2-year fixed rate or 5-year fixed rate, we're using fixed rate. Obviously there's other products available. I get that. But let's just take the generics of 2 and 5 year. In a 2- and 5-year fixed rate, if someone takes a mortgage of 2 years, 18 months of that, they can't do anything. So your video is irrelevant to them for 18 months. 6 months of that, they can then start to do something. So we can start to consider that at that point. If it's a 5-year, 4.5 years of that, they can't do anything. Only the 6 months in that period. So you've got this window of people in which they're only actually got 6 months out of a maybe 2 or 5 year time frame in which what you talk about to them actually is relevant. And we all know this with the mortgages, is what you're talking about now might not be relevant, especially right now with the rates and everything, might not be relevant in 4.5 years time. It probably isn't going to be relevant. And so this is really important to get into our heads, because we struggle with this. Is that the goal of those videos, and if you ever look at my blueprint, if you go to look at the mortgage marketing blueprint, you'll see the first module is all about understanding lead generation online, and brand is one of those leads. And brand is they don't know you and don't need you, which is the idea of how we generate them. And those people The goal of these videos is to see your face, or this content is to see your face, and that's why it's video. See your face, hear your voice, swipe past because they're not interested. You're not trying to keep them engaged. You're trying to say, there's a mortgage advisor. I don't need that right now. No, thank you. But every time they swipe away, no, I don't need it. No, I don't need it. No, I don't need it. There is a psychological kind of small principle where you're just slowly wearing away at them to be like, that's my advisor. That's my advisor. That's my advisor. They don't need to see or hear what you have to say. They just need to see your face and see the title that says mortgage something, and they know it's about mortgages. And this is why, by the way, if you try to do things that are not mortgage related and it's unclear, it gets a big problem. Because if you don't, if your video is, and this is a bit different for insurance, by the way, but if your video is all about trying to share, like trying to be something that's edgy and it's funny and you don't want them to know about mortgages till the end, if it takes them longer than about 3 seconds to figure out that it's about mortgages, then it doesn't do the purpose of the job, which is not interested, go away. We want the not interested, go away. An unengaged viewer for us is good. That's not a bad thing, because we want them to be unengaged until the point when they can be engaged. And at that point, then if they've scrolled past you multiple times, loads and loads and loads and loads, but they see you and they see you and they see you and they see you and they see you, one day, and it will happen, and it happens to me, it happens to all of my clients, one day someone, that person will go, oh, wait a minute, I do need it. I'll speak to you. And by the way, that's why it's a long game. The longer we do this, the longer we market in this way, which is not driven by vanity metrics. It's not driven by, oh, look how many views or likes or subscribes, but instead driven by brand touch points and a long time horizon of success. Then over time, what starts to happen is you end up with more consistent business than you could ever possibly dream of. And that is because these people are doing this. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes. That's what's happening over and over again. And this is just the way you do it. That's how you get an engaged person. It goes from an unengaged to an engaged, but they'll be engaged once they've spent the last year and a half or 4.5 years saying no. And this is hard to get our head around. I don't know why, because it seems very simple to me, but it is just as simple as that. Show up when they don't need you so that you're there when they do. Don't be keep trying to think you're going to show up when they do need you. That is demand business, and it's not the best type of business. And you're building, it's the wise man builds his house upon the rocks and the foolish man builds his house upon the sand. And the demand business is sand. We want to take it when it comes. It's lovely. It's that cherry on the top, but we don't want to rely on our business on it. Our marketing strategy can't be relying on people going, oh, I just want, you know, I need a mortgage now. My video caught them now. So don't look at that. You're not going to keep people engaged. It's impossible. You'll drive yourself crazy trying to do it. Instead, focus on the things you can control. Focus on your variables, the controllables, which is you can control whether you turn up and make content that day or not. That is inside your control. Everything else is not. If they decide they want to use you at that point, then they will. And guess what? The longer you do this, the more and more people will say yes over and over again. And you reach a point where you, I've got many clients in this situation now, where you reach a point where you're like, we have more leads than we can actually deal with, and they're good leads. And if people get in touch with me, they're like, I want to work with you. I'm just calling to let you know. They're not going, can you sell yourself to me? They're going, yeah, let's do it. I want to work with you. That's what we're working towards. Anyway, if you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend, and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.